trees, kisavoyal hearts, and the titan called its Michael, and you plant any fruit bearing tree. So the first 3 years, all the pears are orlos of achila ba'ano and ton sreifa. The mitzvah to burn it. Also ba'achila ba'ano and ton sreifa. It says, farat marlos is shalosh on a marelu yalachem lo yeyochi. Not allowed to eat. What do you do ba'shona her viyis yiyo kol pirio kodesh ilulim la'shem? The first 3 years, the pashup shot doesn't matter. Pashup shot doesn't matter what kind of a tree. An orange tree, an apple tree, a pear tree, pomegranate tree. Any kind of a fruit-bearing tree doesn't apply to vegetables, only to trees. Bushes have a din like a tree. We learned it in Brachas, and we pass like Mishilo, that bushes also have a din like a tree. So the pears that grow the first 3 years are Orlo, fine. Pears that grow the 4th year says, Akkadish Hilulim Lashem. What does that mean, Kodesh Hilulim? The words are unclear. So the Gemara says, we have a Gzereshav, a Kodesh, Kodesh, from Maisa Sheni. From Maisa Sheni, state shine what you do. So the same is true regarding Neter Evai. Whatever parents grow in the 4th year, you have to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it there b'gedusha b'tahara. The parents from the 4th year, that's already a machlekes tatanaim. Is it Kerem Revai or is it Neter Revai? Does it only apply if it's grapevines, or does it apply even to oranges and apples and pears? It applies to all trees. Pashup shat in the machlekes is only been a get to revive the 4th year. The first 3 years certainly applies to all fruits or berries that grow in trees around bushes. That's the pashup shat. There's a Rashi in the Balamor in Brachis tells you, look in Rashi in Saita, in Perek Mashoch Muhammad, the Balamor tells you, look in Rashi in Saita, that Rashi says not so. Rashi says the machlekes hatanoim, whether Kerem Revai or Neter Revai, Revai means the 4th year, he says whether the mitzvah on the 4th year only applies to Kerem. Kerem means a vineyard that has grapes. It applies to Neter, any tree, all fruits and berries. So Balamar quotes this Rashi, Machlek is gaited on by Orla also. But according to some Tanoim, the din of Orla is restricted, doesn't apply to all fruits and berries, only applies to grapes. That's a wild sheep. Ramban says that that's impossible. The Pashtus says that it's not correct. Oh, okay. The first 3 years, Orlo is Orlo. The Orlo for sure applies. Kisavoya al horse and the Titan, Kolates Michael. It says Kolates Michael. How can you say the Pashtus doesn't mean? The 4th year is Abigail Shobe. Okay. Kodesh Hilulim, Hilulim, Hilulim. It tips you off that it only goes on grapes. But the first 3 years says Shteta Kolates Michael. So the Pashtus shot is, the first 3 years is Zorli, you're not allowed to eat it, you have to burn it, also Bachilim Andon Ton Srefa. In the 4th year, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, Bigdusha V'Tahar. What if it's so much and you live so far away from Yerushalayim, it's a big tircha, you're gonna spend more money on the transportation than the whole thing is worth?
Especially with the loud charge.
Yeah, it doesn't pay to bring the payers to Yerushalayim. So we learn from the Gzereshav, Kodesh Kodesh from Maisa Sheni, that just like Maisa Sheni, the Pasuk says, Maisa Sheni lends itself to Pidyon. Yeah. Sata Kesa Biotcha, right. You can be paid to Maisa Sheni and take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food. You can buy food. So the same thing is true regarding Revai. Net the Revai, Karen Revai, whatever. The parents that grew in the 4th year, you have a brera. Either you bring the pears to Yerushalayim, or you pay the pears on to Kesh, and take the Kesh to Yerushalayim, Sata Kesa B'yadecha, and then when Sata Kesa B'bokar B'tzona B'yayin B'shech V'chol Asher to Shulchan Avshecha, you buy food, you don't buy clothing, you don't buy shoes, you don't buy swan, you have to buy food, Prima Prima Gdula Karka, you buy the food and you eat a big dusha V'tahara, fine. So, Hasvara no senes, that once you have this din daraisa, that you have an option of being paid there, so everybody's going to be paid there. Why should any mishum? Unless he lives right near Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Why should he schlep the payers? It says, kirachakvim chamok and kilo sucho say so. Why should he have to schlep the payers? He has a big family, he has to bring the clothing and other things. So Mishum is going to be paid there. Everything is going to bring the money to Yerushalayim, is going to buy. So they made a takana de rabbanon sometime, probably in the middle of the Bai Sheni, that the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. So Maisa Sheni, Kerem Revai, within 1 day's travel from Yerushalayim, we don't permit you to be paid and to bring the money. You have to bring the original tree. Kerem Revai Hayol to Yerushalayim, if you are within the circle, the radius of 1 day's traveling. Mahalach Yomecho Lachol Tzad, northeast, southwest, to the distance of one day's traveling. Vizuhi Truma, and these are the approximate borders. What is it?
Yeah.
So he says, Elat Minadarom, to the south of Yerushalayim. One day's traveling is Elat. Akrabat Min HaTzafon, to the north of Yerushalayim. Male Akrabim, or whatever it is. Lud Min HaMairav, Lud to the west. Yardei Min HaMizrach. And this circle within, if the payers grew within this circle, we don't allow you, the Rabbanah, to be paid and bring the money. You have to bring the original payers. Yeah. Yeah. What's the reason that they make such a takana? So he says, V'yomarula, V'yitayma Rabba Babachanas, Om Rabbi Yechon, and somebody said, the name of Rabbi Yechon, either Ula or Rabba Babachanas, somebody said, the name of Rabbi Yechon, Matam. What's the reason for the takana? Kedei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim beperis. What does that mean exactly?
It
should look pretty. What do you mean cheap fruit?
Because if you have a lot of food,
in, a lot of people come. There won't be any fruit. They'll have to spend a lot of money to buy. Those who do bring it in.
What? How do you say again?
Some people, if
you want to beautify Yerushalayim, so if you're going to bring, if you're going to be paid, the Meister Sheni leave the fruit up and bring money.
Deplete the whole Yerushalayim for all the fruit. There wouldn't be any fruit.
Cost more money.
There maybe won't be enough. To beautify, to sell the prices.
That's what I thought. You want to make the Yerushalayim look pretty, so instead of bringing money in
everything
your pocket,
money, everything
is money, then you're going to buy a salami sandwich. No. Buy
nice
beer,
food.
Beer and a salami sandwich. No, bring Paris. It should look pretty. Bring Paris. But the Mefarshim
HaNe Mishnayis, the crown.
Yeah, to beautify Yerushalayim. Yeah. The Mefarshim HaNe Mishnayis, though, say like you said, on the Mishnah's Maaseh Sheni, they say if the people, if there'll be less fruits in Yerushalayim, so then everybody's going to come, they're all going to want to buy fruits, so the supply will be small and the demand will be great, so the price for the fruits will go up. So they want that everybody should bring their own fruits of the Netzer Revai, and the farmers who live in the Yerushalayim will bring their fruits. So there'll be such an abundance of fruits, so the price of the fruits will go down. It was an economic takana. They wanted that the Oily Regolim or whoever is coming, should not be so expensive to buy fruit. There should be a greater supply, so in the mail the price should go down. But whatever the reason is, if it means to beautify Yerushalayim by bringing fruits, looks colorful, all the fruits pretty colors, natural, instead of bringing money in your pocket, going to the store buying salami sandwich with the a delicatessen, a salami sandwich with a bottle of beer, a bottle of beer with a drink of wine. This is prettier, more natural, either that, or it's to make it easier on the other regolim that the prices should go down. Whatever the reason is, the whole takon only makes sense, this mancha beis hamikdash hayakaya. If the churban by Sheni and the Roman soldiers are there, so we want to make Yerushalayim look beautiful, with the shikar regolim there. We don't want to make Yerushalayim look pretty. It's the churbana here. Avela v'chareva b'zuyir v'shemema. Who wants to make it look pretty?
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible.
I don't understand why the rabbana made this takana when they trusted the first fruits to be kurim. There they schlepped their fruits to Yerushalayim. Never had a single problem. Why all of a sudden now they're worried about the facts and the schlepping? Is there any case we used to bring it?
But bikurim, you have no choice. Bikurim has no pidyon. Bikurim, you don't have to give so much. Dear, the Netzer Revai brings everything.
Everything
that's right. Bikurim, you bring a shmek tabik. That's all. Less than a basketball.
Bikurim was just whatever you wanted to give.
Yeah. Okay. 160th. 160th. But the Netzer Revai is everything that grew is Revai. Maaseh Sheni is a whole tenth. Maaseh Sheni is a lot, not 160th, much more. So the Torah says, Kirchak v'machamachim kilo sucho seisa. If it's still difficult, you can be paid. So this takana de rabban, however you'll understand, matam kedei la'atu shikir shalim peris. The Gemara says that the tama takana only made sense b'zmancha based on migdash b'binyonoi. You want to beautify Yerushalayim, should be colorful, the natural fruits, or you want that the price, you want to encourage early regolim that the price on the fruit should be lower. After the Churban Abayis, no one wants to go to Yerushalayim and see the soldiers there.
Yeah, make it cheaper for them.
None, yeah. Nonetheless, the Tanya, we have a braisa that says that after the Churban Abayis, the Takonas HaTanoim was still betokfoy until it was repealed. Rabbi Yechem and Zaka repealed that also. That was one of his nine Takonas. He repealed several of the nine Takonas, were to repeal earlier Takonas to restore back what the Din Derais always was. So the Gemara quotes the Tanya. The first one is Tanan. This is a mission that within Mahalach Yamechud, one day's travel from Yerushalayim, we don't permit you, Midirabana, to be paid in the Rava. You have to bring it, you have to bring the original fruits. Now the next two lines on the bottom of the Heyom and Aleph is a Brisa. The Tanya Kerem of Ayhoyla, the Rablezer ben Hurkin, is the time that they lived after the Churban Abayis. He had the Mizrach Lud. Where was Lud? Lud was Min Amayra. Lud was to the west of Yerushalayim, Malach Yamecha. He was still to the east of Lud. Is in between Yerushalayim and Lud. So that's within this days, within the Tchum, that he's not supposed to be paid. Where was it? Betzat Kvartevi. Okay, next to a certain location. And he was, in Rashi says, it was a tircha for him. He was sitting and learning. He had no time to go schlep to bring it to Yerushalayim. But you're not allowed to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. So be paid it, and give the money to someone who's going to go to Yerushalayim. They should buy some salami sandwiches and beer. So no, he wanted to give a teiva to the aniyim. Ubikish lahafkir l'aniyim. Wanted to give it for nothing to the aniyim. And what are the aniyim going to do with it, pray tell? They'll bring it to Yerushalayim and they'll eat it there. They're not learning. They have nothing to do with their time. They're not employed, homeless. So they used to have, like in Europe, homeless. They used to have people wandering from place to place. They were religious. They tell them, this is has Kedushas Neter Ravai. You're only allowed to eat it, the Kedusha Vatari in Yerushalayim. Fine. So they'll take it to Yerushalayim. They have nothing better to do. They'll hitch a ride. They'll walk. And they'll get to Yerushalayim and they'll eat it there. Amalai Talmidim, so the students of Rav Lezer told him, he has to see to it that some religious Jew eats the Kedusha Tzari in Yerushalayim, so he doesn't have time. So he wants the Yamin. Ben Kolokov, they have nothing better to do, so he'll see to it that they'll eat it in Yerushalayim. That's a guy's allergic. The guy can't, you're going to eat so much, you'll get diarrhea. Eat so many foods. He has all orange orchard. He'll eat all those oranges. It's like, somebody gets sick, eating too many fruits, he gets sick. So you always have to have other people possess it. You're not allowed to sell it. You can't sell it. But you can ask other people to eat it. You can ask other people to eat it and fulfill the mitzvah to eat it. Bikdusha v'tar. So he was going to continue the takonas atanoim, not to be paid. Omer lo talmidim, so the student told him, it's okay, nish gefelach, that takona de rabbana was repealed, and it no longer applies. On the loy talmidim, so the students of Rav Lezer told him, Rebbe, kvanim no alecha chabirecho, behitiru. Your friends were matirit. Who were his buddies? Who were his friends? Abdechem and Zaka. That's his friend. That was the chief rabbi. What do you mean? Rav Lezer was very sharp, so they didn't want to say the chief rabbi was matir. Evet avek machin, the chief rabbi. So he said, chabirecho. That's how the Gemara says. They said, Omer lo talmidim, the students, Rav Lezer, didn't want to say the chief rabbi repealed the takana. He'll make fun of the chief rabbi. So they said, the other rabbis did away with that. They didn't want to give any title. He was a student of Rav Yechem and Zakkai. Yeah. I think that's what the Gemara says in Sukkot. Yeah, he was a student. Maybe the Gemara said Mishum Derecheret, they didn't want to say Rabecho. Maybe that's why. Not some chief rabbi. Maybe, yeah, I said it over wrong. Not that he would be Mevatel Rabbi Yechem and Zak, that was his Rebbe. They were afraid, they felt it wasn't the Kovadik to say that your Rebbe repealed the Takana. So they said the other Rabbanim. Since they were students of Rav Lezer, so they didn't want to say that your Rebbe repealed it. You're right, yeah. So the Gemara says, "Man chaverechu." Who are they referring to? Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. And the only reason why it was no longer necessary to bring the original fruits to Yerushalayim is because it was repealed. Time of the Nimnu. That's why the Takana no longer applies. Halay Nimnu. But if they wouldn't have repealed the Takana would remain betokfe. Even the whole Tama Takana didn't make any sense. Yerushalayim is in a state of churban. Halay nimnu loy. Why? Because of the Avishim Meminim Tzavim in Achalatim. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara just comes to explain why, if you want to bring out the idea of Davish and Minyan, why do you have to quote three sources? First you quote the source Atikshua Elisha, that you needed a heter. Then you quote the source that they were, no one was permitted to climb up on Har Sinai until they got a heter. Then you quote the third source that you're not allowed to be paid and that they revived within one day's traveling distance from Yerushalayim, and then they made a heter after the Churban Abayis. Greg the Gemara, why do you need three sources? Quote one or two or three, A, B, or C. What do you need all three for? Greg the Gemara, my V.I.M.A. on the fourth line on Hayamid base. Why do they need a second pasuk? What's wrong with the first pasuk? The Gemara says, no, hachekama. Michtik sivhein lechem shloshis yamim. I'll take Sholisha. They were told in preparation for Maimon Hasina. So if the Maimon Hasina is over, shouldn't they have understood on their own that they're permitted to go back to their wives? So why do they need a heter? Shuvah lechem li'olechem lamali shma'amino davishmin tzachmin achalatira. So the Gemara says no v'yoymer, because he can dingzach with the first right. Maybe shuvah lechem, who says shuvah lechem li'olechem tells you a heter, that you're permitted, that you're permitted. Permitted is permitted without a heter. Maybe it means you're mechuyev. Maybe that pasuk tells you there's a mitzvah v'ayna, that married people have an obligation to share ksusim and also la yigra. The pasuk of vayna is a loisesing. No, share ksusim and also la yigra. You're not allowed to be mean to your wife. You're not allowed to, if the husband doesn't feel well, it's not an isa la yigra. But if he feels well and he wants to do it lachis, he has a machlekes with his wife. He wants to tease her or something, so that's an isa. So maybe you need this pasuk, shuvalachem lelechem, to make it into a mitzvah sesay. Shouldn't only be a loisesing. The dinim will change slightly. The chitayim and the mitzvah sayinu hudiyasa, maybe that pasuk sholachem lachem is not a heter for the yisro atik sholisha, tells you a mitzvah sayinu. So the Gemara says, Toshma, we'll quote the other pasuk. What was the other pasuk? No one is allowed to climb on Hasina Gamaton, La Bokar al Yil Amur al Horahu, not the behemoth, not the people. But then, after Maimon Hasina, the whole reason for the Hayrah Shah didn't apply. So the Hayrah Shah should have fallen off automatically. Why do you need B'mshech HaYayiv HaLamali? Why do you need a Heter? Baruch Shalom says, when you hear the Tkiyah Shefer, then it's Mutter. And why is B'shmah min adav v'shemim v'tach min acham tev? Fine. So that's why you need the second pasuk. The first pasuk is not so conclusive. So what? Yeah, good. You have a pasuk. So what do you need?
Why bring it
first?
I don't know. So what do you need the first?
First.
The second is a better right than the first.
Yeah.
So what do you need the first? It's the first you can do so. I don't know. The first is unclear whether Shuvah Lechem Li'olechem is the mitzvah soino or not, because the smak, I think the smak sefer mitzvah is cut and right. So Gemara Achsidus Rebbe the Bnei Yisoschar, a pirish melech dinazer. I think if it's the Chayzer from Lublin told him he was from Shevet Yisoschar, so he called the sefer Bnei Yisoschar. No, most people don't know. Kohanim and Levim know that they're from Shevet Levi. The other Jews don't know what Shevet they're from. So he told them the Ruach HaKodesh, he's from Shevet Yisoch, so he called the Sefer Bnei Yisoch. So he wrote a Sefer on a halacha that's called Derech Pikudecho. And the Derech Pikudecho, it's like a Sefer on mitzvahs. He lists off, like a Sefer HaChinuch, but it's a little bit Minchas Chinuch. A little bit. And he lived in the 1700s, I think. I'm not sure. I think he was from the early Chassidish Rebbe. He lived, I think, maybe early 1800s, a very early Chassidish Rebbe. So on the mitzvah on Parshas Mishpatim, Asher Kisim and Asa Lo Yigra, he quotes the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan from the Rimi Kurvail, from the Bala Taisvis, that you shouldn't think that it's only a lois essay. He says, no, that it's an essay also, because the Pasuk says in Dvarim that you're not allowed to draft anybody into the army. Shana Rishayin, it says, Nokiyir Lebeisa Shana Echos, Vesima Chesishtai. So the smak says v'sim chesishta geit an kol yemei chayeh. It doesn't go shana echos. Noki yir lebeis shana echos means that after nisuin, you're not allowed to draft them in the army for a year. But then it's semicolon. Then so v'sim chesishta goes kol yemei chayeh. What is that chiv v'sim chesishta? So the smak say the mitzvah cut and rice. That's the mitzvah voina. If you only have the pasuk lo yigra, it will not be a lois essay. Now that you have v'sim chesishta, makes it into an essay. What's different now that it's an essay? So that's what the Derech Pikudecha, just Chassidus Rebbe, has a whole shtickle Torah. He gives you what the nafkemina, a whole fancy. What if he's going to miss minyan in the morning because of bina at night. So if it would only be a lois essay, that he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Now that it's an essay, he said that the essay is derech. The other essay, I don't know. Give your own up kimming with essay derech a lois essay. Something. Asi essay v'dochi essay. Whatever. So the Gemara here raises the possibility that maybe this pasuk shuvah lachem li olechem is the mitzvah essay avoyna. A lois essay we know from mishpatim. Sherek tisav nasa leiva. But we're trying to push that in addition, over and above the lois essay, in addition to the lois essay, we want to make that it should be an essay, may or may not chapan afkemina, that the mitzvah vayna will be an essay. So that was the first pasuk. We're not sure whether the first example is a conclusive or not. You can think that the second example is perfect. So what do you need the third example? The second one is perfect. What do you go vayta for? So frek the gemara. Shechitem, and one might want to say, Hani, merely this klal, these words, this rule of Dov Shemin Sofman Achlatira only applies to a din deraisa. Doesn't apply to a din derabbanan. By us, we always think faker. So the Gemara says that's where the braisa comes to bavon. You shouldn't think that it only applies to a din deraisa hadaino hayruasho. So the Rabban Shalom has to be matad on hayruasho later. Avol b'derabbanan loy. You wouldn't need a heter by a dover. There are bon on a dover shemimim. You wouldn't need a heter if the reason for the takana no longer applies. So the takana doesn't apply. So the Gemara says toshma keremavai. Keremavai is only the rabbanon. And still he said nima lechadi tiru shine. So it's a right even on a level of the rabbanon. That's the Gemara that we left out. Here there's a famous tesis, the top tesis on Amid Beis, very famous tesis. It's a little bit missing over here. On the right hand side, to tell you to look in the Tesis Rosh Hashanah, there it's a little fatter. This Tana Rab Lezer is probably Rab Lezer ben Hurkinus. Stam Rab Lezer. It's Rab Lezer ben Hurkinus. So there is a Gemara in the first Perek in Shavuos where the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara talks about Kitchel Lashaita the Kitchel Lasi Lavoi, or Kitchel Lashaita Veloi Kitchel Lasi Lavoi. The Kedushas Yerushalayim was that was created by Shlomo HaMelech. Was that only called man the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, or even after the Churban Bayis Rishon? Or let's say, if you should assume that the Kedushas HaMikdash disappeared at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, what about when Ezra and Nehemiah built the second Beis HaMikdash, and they were Mekadesh, the Beis HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim, was that only Kitcha L'Shaita, as long as there'll be a second Beis HaMikdash, and after the Churban Bayis it's Chol? Everything is butlik dusha. Should you say no? Kitcha losi lava. Kitcha lishaita. The kedusha was given for the period of the Beis Hamikdash. The kitcha losi lava. So that's machlekes tanoim and amaroim and a machlekes rishonim. How to paskin? The Rambam claims that kedusha Hamikdash was kitcha losi lava. He says that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis Hamikdash, the Shechina was shoved there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Poeshiv kivisir zos menuchasi ad yad. I'm not going to budge. Shechina lozozim im kaima." So the Meir, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina was like Batla, so the Kedusha remained Li'oy Lavoy. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid disagrees with that Rambam, the Perek Vav in Hilchos Beis HaBchira. He says, Al-Pi Kabbalah, we know it's not so. Azay Zokter. He says, Al-Pi Kabbalah, it's not so that the Kedusha by Yerushalayim was Batla, and there had to be Mekadosh the second time, and the Kedusha by Sheni was also Batla, and we've got to be Mekadosh the third time. So halacha lemaisa, it's a speket adina. That's what the Chofetz Chaim writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av in the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what he writes in his Sefer. He wrote like a riff. We only have a riff on the Mesichtas that in the Gel Halacha, on Brachas, and on Moed, and on Noshim, and on Nezikin. On Kotshim, we don't have any riff, because the riff, it wasn't the Gel Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim was hoping that Mashiach is going to come soon, and he encouraged everybody to learn Kotshim. They should know how to be Makir of Kabbalah. He was a Kohen himself. They say that he didn't want to put on glasses because when he was old and he couldn't see well, he didn't want to put on glasses. He felt that he may not be allowed to be Makrav Kavanas while he's wearing glasses. He didn't want to train himself to using glasses, then he won't be able to see well without them. Oh. So he has Likuti Halachas. He wrote like a kitzer of the Gemara, an imitation riff. He wrote an imitation riff on the Mesichtas of Kotshim. And on the bottom of the page he has his chidushim that's called Birchas HaZevach. So in the bottom, he writes about this issue. When he brings up the topic of Kitchel Ozilov, he writes a Sveik as the Dina, Machlek as the Ramam and the Ravid. So the Nafkimina La Halacha is, are we permitted to enter into the Harabayis? if we're all Tameyim, so if Loikitcha Lazilovi, you can go into the Harbais. There's no Kedusha.
Yeah, right.
It's like walking anywhere else in Yerushalayim. If you're Loikitcha Lazilovi, then a Tamei is not permitted to enter into the Harbais. So Misofik, a Sofik Koreis, so you're not allowed to go on the Harbais.
I think the Miri wrote that they used to go on the Harbais.
Right, the Miri writes in Shavuos, and that Gemara, after Zion, that the Minig, during he lived in Europe, right, he didn't know. But he writes that he heard that the minig was in Yerushalayim, the Yisudab, and not by the Kaislam Arab. The Yisudab, and on the Harabai is on the assumption that Loi Kitcha Lo Silov. Everybody was Tomei, and they all assumed that it was Loi Kitcha Lo Silov. And the Ran points out in Tainis, the Ran on the side of the Rif points out that it would appear from the Gemara is that even years after the Bai Sheni was Chorib, they were still Oile Regal, and they still brought Korban Pesach on the assumption that it is Kitcha Lo Silov. That all you need is a mizbeach. You had to make a mizbeach, though. You make a makeshift mizbeach, and you can be makir of korbanos. You can't make a bama anywhere else. It has to be a bama there in Gazova. The first few years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they still had Eifer Parah. The Gemara says in the first Perek in Nida, they still had Eifer Parah b'zman ha'amoroyim. B'zman ha'amoroyim, they say, Chavraya medakan b'galila, that the Talmid HaChachamim were still mitar themselves in the Galil, in the northern Eretz, they still had a little Eifer Parah left over, so they still used to use it to be mitar the Tmeimes. Yeah, and then later on, there was no more Eifer Parah, so now everybody's Talmid. We have no way to get rid of the Tumah, so we'll make another Paradum. So the Gemara there is not sure. The Gemara is listing off all the time on who holds which way. We know, bottom line, Chavd Chaim said it to Sveikid Adin. Whether Tomei is permitted to enter a Harbais, whether Kitchelah Salavala Kitchelah. Where did he get a Sveikid Adin? Machlek is the Ramam and the Raifa. So how far back do you go? So it's Amaraim and it's Tanoim. So the Gemara tries to figure out what does each Tana think? What's the Tana Rab Lezer? What does he say? So the Gemara says they're not sure what Rab Lezer thinks. So Taisa says, what do you mean you're not sure? How do you understand the story? Here's a story about Rab Lezer. The blazer was prepared to be mafkelaniim. He had no time to spend to go bring the netter avai to eat it in Yerushalayim. He wanted to be mafkelit. Let the aniim, the homeless, let them a religious aniim. They should bring it to Yerushalayim. They should eat it the kedusha v'tar. How can they eat it in Yerushalayim? If you're loikit shalosi lavoi, so Yerushalayim is a point on the map. But it doesn't have kedusha to Yerushalayim, so it's like eating mice and sheni, chutz li Yerushalayim. Even if you eat it in Yerushalayim, it's chutz li Yerushalayim. Right. So you can't eat mice and sheni anywhere if you're like Yerushalayim Shalom. So don't you see from the story, how can the Gemara and Shavuot be misupik? Whether Rab Lezer thinks this Tana Rab Lezer Ben Hurkanis thinks, yes, Yerushalayim Shalom. Allah Yerushalayim Shalom, the whole premise of the story is a yes, Yerushalayim Shalom. Otherwise, how can the aniim eat it in Yerushalayim? Be in time, our friend says. Ikasav kedusha yishani kitcha l'shaita v'loi kitcha l'asi lavoi. If he thinks no kitcha, and kemahir v'ichl anim vazeh, what are they gaining? They can't eat it in Yerushalayim, so they'll have to be paid it. So they'll have to be paid it anyway.
Yeah.
So what are you going to gain if you're going to be paid it? And kein hoitzichim levdosu kadim achila. Sharei lo ha'yachom of Yerushalayim. What do you mean lo ha'yachom? Even if there would be a chayim, it doesn't matter whether there is a chayim or not a chayim. It means there was no kedusha to Yerushalayim. That's what Tosfos uses chayim as a melitza. Kedusha to Yerushalayim is toch hachoma. Chutz lachoma is not Yerushalayim. So even toch hachoma didn't count. If you all like it, shalasi lobi, toch hachoma is also nishka chayma. If like it, shalasi lobi, it's the geographic location of Yerushalayim, but it's not kedusha to Yerushalayim. It's a secular Yerushalayim. That'll be poided. So what do they gain by giving it to the aniim and encouraging them that they should be yorma? So Taisa says, V'yeshlaim and the pirush Rashi nicha. The Rashi writes over here on the third line from the top of the Rashi. V'yaf agav to the gachar achur ben hav. Reb Lezer lived after the destruction of Bai Sheni. He thought kedusha v'sheni kitcha l'shait and kitcha l'asi lavoi. It was kitcha. It was kitchen that had to bring it to Yerushalayim. So that's what Tosfos answers. Tosfos' question was, if loy kitcha, they can't eat it. So the answer is, it is kitcha. Rashi, it was kitcha. So they'll bring it to Yerushalayim and they'll eat it there. Easy enough. Yerushalayim pirush Rashi nicha. Rashi says, kedusha v'shani is kitcha lasi lavoi. Yechalim anim lahavi apeh Yerushalayim liyochlam sham below pidiyo shay. Here, yeah, that's the first suggestion. No, no, we know it's a machlekes tanoim and amayroim. We know it's machlekes. Everybody knows it's a machlekes hatanoim. We're not sure what Rav Blazer holds, but we know there are shitas lekan alkan. The Ravid is machriya based on his Kabbalah. How did he paskin based on Kabbalah? Basically, how did the Rama paskin also? How did the Rama know how to paskin? I don't know what the problem. Yeah, Taisus. They're not sure, right? Yeah, right.
Just arrived.
Right. So the first suggestion that Taisus gives is already problematic. Before you get to the second, what does Taisus say? If you hold La Locha like the Rambam, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is Kitchel Osi Lavoi. Even though the Beis Hamikdash is in a shambles and there's no Mizbech and nothing and there's soldiers, Roman soldiers all over and it's terrible. But Yerushalayim maintains the Kedusha. Then Taisus says, what's the Halacha? These homeless Aniyim, the traveling Aniyim, can bring Ma'aseh Shein Yerushalayim, they can bring that Terevai to Yerushalayim and they can eat it there. So the Achrayim in the back ask Akasha, they all ask Akasha, it's against an Ofen Gemara. The Gemara says in Makis, and the Gemara says in Zvachim, Yochel Yala Oda Ma'aseh Shein Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. Maybe somebody will think that you can bring Ma'aseh Shein to Yerushalayim today and eat it. Talmalayim, there's a pasuk that says no. That it says, "V'achalta sham lifnei Hashem alakecha ma'isa digon chavisirasho itzarecho v'charis bekocha v'sainecha." You can only eat ma'isa shein in Yerushalayim. You can eat kachim in Yerushalayim. Okay, this man that you can't eat kachim in Yerushalayim, you can't eat ma'isa shein. Then there's another pasuk the Gemara dug up that says you can only eat kachim in Yerushalayim when you have a mizbech bonu, when you're able to be makriv kachim. If you have no structure of a mizbeach, doesn't help kitchen losi lovers from today till next year. You have to have a mizbech. If you don't have a mizbech bonoi, then you cannot be makriv karbonis, then you cannot be oichel karbonis. Let's say I shechted a korban and I'm zorik the dam, and then the mizbech collapses. I'm not allowed to eat the karbonis until we rebuild the mizbech. We have to rebuild the mizbech, and then you can begin to eat the karbonis. So kozman, the mizbech is not bonoi. Not only can you not be makriv karbonis, you cannot be oichel karbonis. You cannot be Yerchel Maisa Sheni. The Maisa Sheni, and that the Revizach is El Bazach. So how can Taisa say, if Kitcha Lossi Lovoi, so Yerushalayim is not only a geographic location, it has Kedusha to Yerushalayim, it does Genuk. Maspik, you can eat in that the Revizach in Yerushalayim. But there's no Mizbeach Bonoi. What happened to the din that you need Mizbeach Bonoi? That's the Kasha that the Achrenim is, can Taisa. To build a bomo. The Gemara sounds like it says, Poshim Shad Nigmar Megillah Daf Yud, sounds like it says that are you permitted to make a bomo Bizman Israel? Let's say you want to make a bomo and bring Karbana somewhere else, in Tel Aviv or Bnei Brak, let's say, somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, or maybe in Mechutzlot. So the Gemara says it depends. If you all kitch you lost your love, so it's as if the Mizbech is still there, so there's an Issa Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to make any bomb. If you all like it, Shalasi Lavoi, then you may build a bomb. Taisus on that daf, Yudam and Aleph in Megillah has a long taisus. He quotes Rav Chaim Kohen, who says that it's not necessarily correct. Even if you all like it, Shalasi Lavoi, you can still understand why there's an Issa bomb. He has a Rai from a Gemara that it's not totally Zebizeh. Even if you all like it, Shalasi Lavoi, there still will be an Issa bomb. He quotes the psukim and he brings rice from the Gemara. So bama, you can't make a bama.
No, I mean on the
make a mizbeach. But they didn't make a mizbeach. Pasha, they didn't make. Taisa says,
to be a certain dimension.
Right.
How
do I make a mizbeach?
That be certain.
Right. Right. So Taisa doesn't mention it.
The makam of the mizbeach.
You have to build the mizbeach. No, you have to have a mizbeach bonoi, literally. Makam mizbeach, no.
Based on the fact that you don't need the mizbeach itself, that you have
No. You said we should build. No, you have to have a mizbeach. He wanted to build a mizbeach. But then he asked on himself, if you hold loikich alasi love, and said, what good is it going to be to build a mizbeach? It does not push us based on mikdash. Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger. So he wrote a whole kuntres that's called Rishas Tzion. where he has, and he sent it to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega was maskim, and he sent it to Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Kivega was a father of Chassam Sofer, and he was maskim that he's right. You can build the Beis Hamikdash, and you can make a Mizbech, and everything. So the Shaila was, but if you all like Kitchel, I'll see love, boy. So what do you mean? What are you bringing Karbonis? So then Hatsuyish Kalash says, is Mimon of Shach Shreitza. If you all kitchen lost in love, just need a mizbeach, so I made a mizbeach, so that's a mizbeach. If you all like kitchen lost in love, then that's a bummer. So I make a bummer wherever I want. If you all kitchen lost in love, you can't make a bummer wherever you want. So make a mizbeach here, and we'll either label it a mizbeach or we'll label it as a bummer. So the Imanu Shach, it'll be good, and we'll bring our carbon pesach. So that's what they all ask. What are you talking? There's a pasuk in Chumash that you can't bring a carbon pesach on a bummer. A pasuk in Chumash, you're not allowed to bring a carbon pesach on a bummer. Has to be the carbon sigur. Only carbon yochid. Midim and Mustafim and carbon pesach have the same status.
What
as
do you answer for that?
Roch. It's fazen on off in a pasuk. There are a couple of things. They have Rabbi Pesach Frank as a whole sefer. All countries, Migdash Melech. He has running comments on Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalish's country's Drishas Din. Has a lot of things that he starke tainus that he had against him. He was working at the Inyon. That was he was the first one who worked it out in recent years. So
and
that's
he
the.
And he got us coming against Rav Tzvi Vegas, but
Vegas wasn't that also. Yeah. Yeah. So here is the Shaila on the Taisus. The Taisus says, if you all kitchel osi lovoi, you're permitted to eat neter revai in Yerushalayim bizman hazeh. So the pell is, there's no mizbeach bonoi. How can you eat neter revai if there's no mizbeach bonoi? So the Pa'as HaShulchan was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon encouraged the Talmidim they should go to Eretz Yisrael or whatever. He thought they're going to bring Mashiach. He thought he was Mashiach Ben Yosef, whatever. It's a strange story. Whatever the story is. So he had a group of Talmidei Agra went to Eretz Yisrael. About the same time that the Chassidim went to Eretz Yisrael, the Misnagdim went also to Eretz Yisrael. And that's when they introduced all the Minhagi Agra in Eretz Yisrael. So one of the Talmidim of the Agra wrote a sefer called Pa'as HaShulchan. There's a big Shulchan Aruch. But there isn't so much about in Yonei Mitzvahs Hatluyos Baaretz. There's a little bit, not so much. Because in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Arabs were the farmers. There were no Jewish farmers. So this Talmud of the Gro wrote a whole Sefer, Pas HaShulchan, this is a vinkel from the Shulchan Aruch, that he expanded on a little vinkel, and he wrote a whole Sefer, all the Mitzvahs Hatluyos Baaretz. So he quotes, when he talks about this, he doesn't talk about this tasis, he's talking in general, by Sushani, that they're right. He quotes a shuvah from the Radvaz, where the Radvaz distinguishes between achilas ma'isa sheni b'Yerushalayim and achilas neter revai b'Yerushalayim. That is not the same.
Which is more cool?
So the Radvaz, there must be a misprint. The Radvaz, the way he quotes it, says the following: are you permitted to be poida ma'isa sheni neter revai in Yerushalayim? Can you be played in Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim? I'm there. So the Gemara said, "Beferish, no." It says on the pasuk, "Yirchak b'mcha mokum, v'richuk mokum ata poida, b'kirav mokum yata poida." So the Gemara even has a story in Brisa in Makkos. A man, a traveler, is walking by foot to Yerushalayim like a hobo, and he has a stick, and he has a pekele wrapped up. His food is wrapped up in a cloth sack. And the sack, he entered the Ir Atika, and the sack is outside. So the Gemara says, the sack is outside, he can still be poided. If it's Ma'aseh Sheni, he can still be poided. But if the minute the sack enters, that's Kiruv Mokum, he can't be poided in the Ma'aseh Sheni. That's an often a din, a pasuk and chumish, mishnayis, gemaras. You cannot be poided in Ma'aseh Sheni when it's in Yerushalayim, only when it's outside. Comes the Radvaz and he distinguishes between Ma'aseh Sheni. He talks, what about Bizman HaZeh? Maybe Bizman HaZeh is different from Bizman HaMikdosh. So the Radvaz in the Shuvah says, yeah, this manas is a little different. It depends whether it's Ma'aseh Sheni or Neter Revai. First time any distinction between Ma'aseh Sheni and Neter Revai. We have a Gzera Shavah. Kodesh, Kodesh. You learn the Gzera Shavah. It says, Vashon Aviyah Yir Kol Piri Kodesh Lulam Lashem. And there it says, the end of Chumash Vayikra, it says that Ma'aseh Sheni is Kodesh. Kol Piri Rots Kodesh Lashem. So he makes a distinction. He says that the way the Pas HaShulchan quoted from the Radvaz, he says that Netarevai, Zokta, you can be paid the Bizman Hazeh in Yerushalayim. And Maizesheni, you cannot be paid the Bizman Hazeh in Yerushalayim. And he doesn't give any explanation. What is he talking about? So the Pasha Shulchan quotes and he says, does know what he's talking about, he gives up. I think it must be a misprint. He meant to say Fakir. Fakir makes sense. Yeah. The pasuk that the Chazal, the Gemara, Makis, and in Zvachim say it in, you can only eat Maaseh Sheni Bizman Sheyesh Mizbeach Banui. That's Maaseh Sheni. They never said it on that derivative. The pasuk is only Maaseh Sheni. How does the pasuk say Yachalta Sham Lifnei Hashem Alakecha Maaseh Diganecha B'Sirosh Yitzarecha B'Chariz B'Kacha B'Tzenecha Hol Nederecha Shetida Nederecha Trumas Yodecha. So that pasuk only has a hekesh between Maaseh Sheni and Karbonis. And they have another pasuk that says you can only eat Karbonis in Yerushalayim Bizman Sheyesh Mizbeach Banui. You can only eat Maaseh Sheni Bizman Sheyesh Mizbeach Banui. Netarevai is not included in that hekesh. Netarevai you may eat even Bizman Hazeh, even though there's no Mizbeach Banui. That's the answer on Tosis. The Gemara Markus Gate Noron of Maaseh Sheni doesn't apply to Netarevai. And the Radvaz is assuming like that Tosis, that there's a chilek. And now the Radvaz has a vort. He says, why does the halacha only permit you to be paid in Maaseh Sheni Chutz l'Yerushalayim and not in Yerushalayim? Why is that chok? Why can't you be paid in Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim only chutz? No, the vort is like this. The later, the Rosh Yeshiva explained, the vort is like this. In Yerushalayim, you can fulfill a mitzvah of achila. Chutz Yerushalayim, you can fulfill a mitzvah of achila. So the vort is like this. If the Maaseh Sheni is in a position that right now, b'mokum shehu, you can be mekayim the mitzvah achila, then we don't permit you to be mekayim the mitzvah tadiyah. Padiyah is a different mitzvah. You say a bracha when you're about to be paid in Maaseh Sheni. It's not just a heter, you paid it. Hashem Kedushon is also not paying in Maaseh Sheni. The Rambam quotes, you say a bracha. And then when you take the money to Yerushalayim and you buy your salami sandwiches, you say another bracha. Hashem Kedushon is also not paying in Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni. Pidya means when I switch the Kedusha from the payers onto the money. And Chilul means Faked, when I take the money and I convert the Kedusha back onto the salami sandwich. That's a different bracha. The Rambam, one is al pinyin ma'aseh sheni, one is al chilul ma'aseh sheni. So the
is there a bracha when you eat it also?
I think there is. Yeah. You say amotzi lechem min haaretz, like on Pesach night you say amotzi dinah se'asher kesher son al achilas matzah. You say like truma. The Rambam says eat. Let's say bread of truma. So the kohen says amotzi lechem min haaretz, or cookies, or wine. Then he says asher kedushanu b'kedushasa shalar mitzivanu al achilas truma. So the same Maaseh Sheni, when you're about to eat the Maaseh Sheni, or the converted conversion of the Maaseh Sheni, the salami sandwich that you bought with the money, that you bought with the this, so you say Asher Kedushan the first time Maitzi or whatever, and then you say Asher Kedushan son al achilas Maaseh Sheni. Yeah, there is a bracha on that. So the Radvaz holds the halacha that you cannot be paid in Maaseh Sheni b'Yerushalayim is not a chok. The vart is whenever it's in a position that you can fulfill the mitzvah achila, then you're not allowed to be paid there. Whenever it's chutz Yerushalayim can fulfill, how do you know that that's the vort? Because the Gemara in Makkos has a pasuk. What if I have Maaseh Sheni tomei in Yerushalayim? The Maaseh Sheni was nitma. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Minayim the Maaseh Sheni shenitma shepod demos afilu biYerushalayim, because you can't eat it. Talmalami kilo seis of ain seis al achila. By the brothers, but yes, he gave them food. So you see, the Gemara says there are two dinim of pidyon. No, either the Maaseh Sheni is chutz Yerushalayim, or the Maaseh Sheni is tummy, even if it's in Yerushalayim. So what's the common denominator? The common denominator is whenever there's no mitzvah achila, then it lends itself to pidyon. So that's what the Radvaz was machadish. His mana said there is no mizbeach in Yerushalayim, so you can't eat the Maaseh Sheni even if it's loy nitmo. You can't eat the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So you can be paid the Maaseh Sheni Bizman Hazeh even in Yerushalayim. But Netarevai, you don't need a Mizbeach Bonoi. Enough in a Tesis. Netarevai, you don't need a Mizbeach to be able to eat it. So Netarevai, be Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh, you cannot be paid there because you can eat it. Whenever it's possible, whenever you can do the Mitzvah Bachila, then you can't do the Mitzvah Pediyah. That's the first answer of Tesis, yes. That's a taina. That's a good kasha. This is a separate pasuk. Apparently, this is a separate pasuk. The chalta Hashem lifnei Hashem alkechem ba'aseh tganechem. So hukesh to becheres. So that's only the Maaseh Sheni. You don't extend it Maybe it's like Ein Lamedim Lamed Ben Alamed Bekachim. You're learning from Bukharis Bukharcha Betzanecha to Maisesheni and then extending from Maisesheni to Neter Ravai. That's too far. You only carry over the dinim which are written by Maisesheni to Neter Ravai. But the dinim that are carried from Karbanis to Maisesheni can't continue to go weiter. The Gemara has a klal of Ein Lamedim Lamed Ben Alamed Bekachim. Maybe that's the reason why. So this is the first half of Tosis. Then, believe that next week we'll talk about Purim maybe. The week after is right to Purim. Next time we'll learn. I'll have to talk. The second half of Tosis is very Negeh Halacha L'Maisa. Second half is Maisa M'chal Yom. We all rely on the Tosis. And Tosis Rosh Hashanah says they're not so sure whether what they said is right. But the Rambam quotes the Machlek is the Goyim are not sure, but that's how we pass them like this Tosis. That what they said is right. It's late. Okay. As opposed to Yom Tisheni Shal Gobis, when you have 2 days Yom Tish and the Beitzah is nulled on the first day, so it's Muktzah on the first day, so Nolda B'zeh will not be Asura B'zeh, will not be Muktzah on the second day. And we learned the two explanations why. One shot was because it's a Seker D'Yomi, either the first day or the second day, but it's not both days. I mean, Manam Shach, it's not a Kedusha Achas, so whatever was Muktzah on the first day can't be Muktzah on the second day. If the first day is Chol, so whenever was Muktzah on the first day was Chol. If the first day was Kodesh, then the second day is Chol. That's the Pashup Shah. That's the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learns that the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is only a Minig, and that's why you can't say Kedusha Achas. That's why Nolda B'zeh is not Asura B'zeh. As opposed to the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there it's different. What do you mean that it's different? So either it means on the 2 days of Hashanah it's not mitam sveika d'yayim, it's b'toras of Adai. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkos, and sveika d'yayim. So you say in the Manu Shachi, the one is Kodesh and the other is Chol, or the first one is Chol, the second one is Kodesh. It can't be both Kodesh. Well, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, made a takkan, and dog masi am Kodesh and macha Kodesh, they are both Kodesh. And the other pshat was Rashi's pshat that by 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because it's not a minig, it's a real takkan of the Rabban Hiskinu. It's a real takana de rabbanon, so therefore it does blend in to constitute kedusha. Whatever that was the gemara. So then the gemara claims, Omar Rabba on the fourth line from the top of the Hamid Aleph. The Rabba says this distinction that we drew between 2 days Rosh Hashanah and 2 days Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, that was only up until the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. After the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai was the chief rabbi, he was the Nasi. The Gemara lists off in the end of Rosh Hashanah, he made 9 takonas. Several of the 9 takonas had to do with repealing earlier takonas. So one of them was over here. Originally, the din was that when the witnesses come and they testify that they saw the new moon, see, even if the witnesses come at the very end of the day, you should declare that day as Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh. So they made a takana at some period in the second Beis Hamikdash, it would appear, maybe in the first Beis Hamikdash, the Pashtus in the second Beis Hamikdash, sometime in history, they made a takana that if the Yedim come too late in the day, after the Nisach Hayayin, and after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, Talmud Shel Ben Abayim was always brought every day between around 3:30, 4:30, and then after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, he's doing the Nisach Hayayin in conjunction with the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim and Chosim and his KM. So after they did the Nisach HaYayin already, then what Shir Shal Yom did they sing? So they would probably, they will have said the wrong Shir Shal Yom. So they made a takoneh b'zman habayis, not to be mekabaleidim after 5 o'clock. Let's say 4:30 they finish with the Hakrovas Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, 5 o'clock they finish with the Nisach HaYayin. So they're not going to be mekabaleidim. But after the destruction of the second day, so at that time when they made that takoneh not to be mekabaleidim after 5 o'clock, so what's going to be if it's going to be Rosh Hashanah? So we think that today may turn out to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. We're waiting, 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 and the Eidim still didn't come, and it's already 5 o'clock. So you're not going to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Not going to declare it as Rosh Hashanah after 5 o'clock. It's Takanas Chacham. It's too late. So tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So what do we tell the people? We made a mistake. You can go do business. Open up your shops. You have time from 5 o'clock till 6:30. You can go do business. Go do all the melachos you want. No, you wouldn't allow that because the next year we're going to tell the people not to do melacha. They're going to say, "What are you talking about? They told us last year not to do melacha." And then finally, 5 o'clock in the evening, they realize they made a mistake. So the people will not listen to us. And we'll tell them next year, don't do malacha. So we better leave it the way it is. They're not allowed to do malacha the whole day. Nogim, Osli Yom Kodesh, and Lamacha Kodesh. The first day is a make-believe Yontif Rosh Hashanah Midrabbanon. And the second day is going to be the real bona fide Rosh Hashanah Derais. So that takana lasted until the Churban Bayis Sheni. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, what do you have to make the whole world crazy? What do you have to make that tomorrow should be Rosh Hashanah, not to be Mekabalatis? Let's say different, not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Ir, Sivan Tammuz, whatever, any other Rosh Chodesh, forget about Rosh Hashanah. Why do you have to make everybody crazy, push off Rosh Chodesh till tomorrow? Make Rosh Chodesh today. I is going to be mistaken in Nisach Hayayim with the Shir. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Tammuz Shal Bein Abayim, there's no Shir anyway. So after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, there's no need for this whole Takana. So that was one of the 9 Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that he repealed this earlier Takana, this enactment, because it didn't make any sense anymore. It's not necessary. It doesn't make any sense why after 5 o'clock you shouldn't be Mekabalatis. So Rabbi says, Omar Rabbi, we worry. Fourth line from the top. Mitakonis Rabbi Yechaman Zaka V'Elech. After Rabbi Yechaman Zaka made his Takonah to repeal the earlier Takonah, so now you can't be Mekabalatis Min HaMincha L'Maila till the minute before Shkiyah. You can be Mekabalatis and Memeila Bizman Hazeh. You're never going to have such a story. It doesn't exist. The whole takana only makes sense, only applies this mancha beis hamikdash hayikam. So he says, "Memele, but we still do observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but it's going to be like 2 days Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. It's not going to be kedusha achah. It's going to be sveika deyoma. It's not going to be kedusha achah." So he says, "Now the din is that beitz and muteris. No, the beitz shenold on the first day Rosh Hashanah is going to be muta on the second day." Like any other Yantav Sheni Shal Golias, because there's no reason to say that it should be Nogim Osa Yom Kodesh L'Makodesh. That was Rabbah. So then skip a few lines. We already discussed this last week. The line begins, Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef were contemporaries. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rabbah, and he says, Af mitakonis Adecha Menzak V'Eloch Beitzu Asura. Even after Rav Yosef Menzak repealed the earlier Takana, and he allows you to revert back to the Din Daraisa. What's the Din Daraisa? You can be Mekabalatim. Who come, they say, they saw the new Levona, you can Mekabalatim till a minute before the Shkiyah. Why not? There's no reason why not to. There is no Tomash El Bein Abayim. But still, the Din will still be Beit Hashanah on the first day. Rosh Hashanah will be also on the second day. Why? Because originally when Mizman Abayis, when they made the Takana, not to be Mekabalatim, and I'm in Cholamayil after 5 o'clock in the evening. So the din was Nogim Osem Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh, and the din was at that time all because of the Takana, Beit Hashanah on the first day, Rosh Hashanah also on the second day. So in the later generations, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai repealed the Takana, he didn't repeal everything. He wanted to revert back to the din Daraisa, in the Kabbalatis, to declare today as Rosh Chodesh or as Rosh Hashanah, whatever Rosh Chodesh happens to be, even up until a minute before Shkiyah. But there was no need for him to undo the whole Takana. So the part of the Takana that declares that Beit Hashanah the Bazel, Sura Bazel, that part of the Takana he left, that remains intact. But it doesn't make any sense. The whole reason why Beit Hashanah the Bazel, Sura Bazel, is because it's a Kedush Achas Yom Arichna. Now it's no longer Kedush Achas. No, that's called Dovish of Minyan. If you have a Takana Sachachamim, who was introduced for a certain reason, and then generations go by and times are changed and all the circumstances are different, and the reason doesn't make any sense at all. Doesn't make any sense any longer. So that's what the Gemara calls Dovish Abiminya. Dovish Abiminya means if the Chachamim took a vote, they sat and they voted on a Takana, they counted, they took a poll. They were Nimda Vagamra, Omdu Leminyan. They all sat and they voted and they decided to institute a Takana or Exer or whatever. So when you have a Takana Sachachamim, even in a later generation, the whole reason for the Takana doesn't apply. Right. The Takana still remains intact, Dovish Abiminyan.
Just like Pesach and all the other things. It has nothing to do with what happened to Pesach. It was originally a So they had a strike of the yarmulke like Pesach and nowadays. It was never Yom
Ha'echad
originally.
Originally, before they made the Takana of Osei Yom Kodesh on the Malchut Kodesh. So the only reason, originally, the only reason why they had to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah was the same as 2 days Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. Would have been Mutar Bazeh. Correct, that's 100% correct. Up, that was for centuries, up until they made this Takana of Niskalkol Halabim Bashir, Vihiskinu, Shelo Yehu Mekabel Masei Demelo Ad HaMincha.
In other words, we had to follow the Takana.
Because we don't know what's doing.
So therefore, should be a mamish strike of the animus,
right?
Just like
no. Well, there are three. The Ramban and the Mochamas over here points out there are three logical possibilities. We don't know what's happening in Beis Hamikdash. We have no telephones or telegraphs. So there are three logical possibilities. Could be the Yadim came bright and early in the morning on the first day. The first day is Rosh Hashanah. The second day is nothing. Could be that the Yadim didn't show up at all on the first day. And the second day is Rosh Hashanah, and the Bezin didn't have a Havamina that the first day. They told all the people on the first day, do Malacha, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. For whatever political reason, whatever, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And it could be that both days are Rosh Hashanah. It could be that the Edom came late in the day, 5:30. So in Chutzlar, it's far away from the Beis Havad, from the Mokum of the Bezin, where it's their responsibility to declare Kiddush HaChodesh when Rosh Hashanah is. The people didn't know which of the possibilities was correct, so there had to be choshish for all the three possibilities. It could be the first day, could be the second day, could be
maybe
both days. No, they say Yosef Bezer. They say Yosef Bezer because of this possibility that it could be that both days are Kodesh. Then we're going to have to talk about. Let's say sometimes the Bezin would tell the Hamayinam in advance. Today you can do Malacha. We will not declare today as Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow will be. For whatever reason they had. So then the people knew only tomorrow, not today. And sometimes it would turn out that it would be both days Yom. Even if the
Bezin had no reason to want to make the Rosh Hashanah a day later. So we wouldn't pray, the Bezin didn't show up at all.
That's what we'll have to see the Taisus on the bottom of Ahmed Beis, Hamid Beis, the bottom Taisus. The Tais claims if Adam didn't show up, then it'll also be Yogam Osi Yom Kodesh and Lamach Kodesh. You have to learn the end of the Gemara.
Undeclared.
That's what the Gemara is going to argue. That's the next Vandama says, like you. We'll get there. That's a step by step. Okay. So Rav Yosef has this fantastic, it really does make sense for Rav Yosef. He right away hacked it up. It does make sense. Rav Yosef says, when they made the takone in the beginning, in the middle of the Bai Sheni period, they made a takone that if the Yadim come after 5 o'clock, you shouldn't be Mekabalaitis. And Dogam Osi, I'm Kodesh, I'm Lamacha Kodesh, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and Memela Beitzah, and all the Bazaar Sur Bazaar. A whole big takone, a whole package deal. So later, after the Churban, by Sheni Rabbi Chaim Zakkai reversed the part of the Takana that not being Mekabel Edim. Why should you not make today Rosh Hashanah? Make today Rosh Chodesh. Make today Rosh Hashanah. So he repealed that part, but he never repealed the rest. You know, why shouldn't he repeal the rest? He never repealed the rest. And the Mele, the part of the Takana that Beitush and all the Bazaar, Surah Bazaar, that part of the Takana was never repealed, so that part will remain the same. Even though the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah today are really Sveika the Yoima, it can't be Kedush Achas, but still, Beit Shanal the Bezeh will be Asura Bezeh. And let's skip, we're not going to skip, we'll get back to it. For the while, we'll skip it. Take a look on our base. The Chitaim, about 15 lines from the top, the line begins with the word Vihiti Ruhu.
Yeah.
With the word Vihiti Ruhu. So the next word says like this. That's what you say. You'll tell me Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai when he repealed the Takana not to be Mekabalaitis after 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Doesn't it make sense that he should have repealed the other part of the Takana of Beis Shanol the Bazaar, Asura Bazaar? Should have done away with that. Dr. Rav Yosef name. Ki imnu, when did they, what did they vote on? What did they make an imnu? The Gomeron, Aedus. They repealed the Takana of Aedus. Because the Aedus is really Akira's Dovaman HaTorah. If Aedim come today at 5:30 and the Shkia is 6:30, 7 o'clock, we're supposed to make today Rosh Hashanah or today Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is. So what you're telling me at Takana the Rabbanon not to declare today, we're violating a mitzvah in the Torah. The mitzvah says you should be mekadosh. You should be mekadosh today as Rosh Chodesh. So that's the halacha. Yesh keach liachachamim lakadov min haTorah b'shevi al tasa. The chachamim are authorized if they have a great need to tell you not to shake a lulav when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, not to blow shofar, not to shake a lulav when Sukkot falls on Shabbos. Yeah, I should hope they tell you not to shake a lulav when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Okay, the Torah tells us not to shake a lulav, not to blow shofar, not to wear tzitzis, sometimes not to bring a carbon pencil. Gemara gives a whole list of things they tell you not to do mitzvahs. They saw a chashash, they saw a concern. So they told us not to declare today as Rosh Chodesh. They had a need. But after the Churban Bayis Sheni, that need falls away. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai repealed that part of the Takana. Why should you be left with the Takana de Rabbanan Bakiras Dovah Men HaTorah that tells you not to fulfill the mitzvah? Mitzvah bolo yotchal tach mitzvah. Make today Rosh Chodesh. Why should you wait till tomorrow? The Eidim came today. The mitzvah is to make today. So that part of the Takana he repealed. That's what the Gemara says. Ki imnu. When did he make a nimnu v'gomer? What part of the Takana did he repeal? Eidus. A Beitza lo yimnu. He never repealed that part of the Takana that Beitza shenol de bezeh should be asura bezeh. So that part remained. Because that part is not bakiras dov v'natar. It's v'una chumrah. A Beitza shenol on the first day is also the same. Chumrah is you can make all you want. But akiras dov v'natar, that's not right. Amalei Abaye. Tine is back. Who's speaking? Rav Yosef. Abai Tine is back to Rav Yosef. He's a Talmud of Rav Yosef. It doesn't make any sense. Otu Beitza b'minyan li havoi. Was there ever a Dovish in the minyan at Beitza shenol de bezeh asur bezeh? No, Zokta. Beitza beidus tal yemilse. They never made a special takana on Beitza. Made a takana after 5 o'clock not to be mekabeleidim to declare that today is Rosh Chodesh. And the mele, whatever dinim will fall. And then they made a takana nogam osi yom kodesh on the mochel kodesh. That doesn't happen automatically. First takana was not to be mekabeleidim after 5 o'clock. Second takana was, and what do you do if the eidim came after 5 o'clock? Takana number 2, Nogam Osiyam Kodesh and Lamachal Kodesh B'Torah Svare. The third part is not a takana. The third part follows automatically. The Beitza Shenol D'Bizah, Sura Bazeh. But once you repeal, once the first takana falls off, that you are Mekabel Eidim and Amin Chalamaylo, so Mimele, you're never going to have a case of Nogam Osiyam Kodesh, Machal Kodesh. So Mimele, you're never going to have a Beitza Shenol D'Bizah, Sura Bazeh. There never was a Dovish and a Minyan on the Beitza. That's what he says. Beitza b'minyan liha boy. Was there ever a nimna begomer? Was there ever a dovish b'minyan on the beitza? Beitza tal yemilse. It's a function of the din of the yedis. If it's a yedis, it's a beitza. If it's osir to be mekabel yedis after 5 o'clock, so memela beitza shenol de bezeh will be osir bezeh. If ishtiri yedis, if it's muta to be mekabel, if you repeal that early takon, muta to be mekabel yedis after 5 o'clock is ishtiri beitza. That's the end of the story. That's what the gemara time. Then the next mandama says, we're going to get back. What we skipped is very important. We're going to get back to it. Next mandama, just to get the flow of the Gemara. So the next mandama says, Rabad ever Ashalman, Trabaim Beit Kluchis, Amri, two Amoraim from this little village, have a new argument. Af mitakonas, Rabbi Yechemen Zaka v'yelech. Even what Abai said is right. Once Rabbi Yechemen Zaka, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, repealed the Takana from the earlier Tanaim, you can be Mekabele to say after 5 o'clock, and Mimele, you're never going to have Nogam Osiyam Kodesh Elamachal Kodesh. You're never going to have 2 days B'Torah Svadah. Mimele, it doesn't make sense to have Beitza Shenol de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, but still, Beitza Asura. Why should the Beitza be Asura? Doesn't make any sense. It should be like a Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. Why is Rosh Hashanah Machom and Pesach Shavuot? It was up to Anai Gzeira. My time, why does it usher? Mary, but a base on Migdosh. See, now after the Churban Bayis Sheni, we don't have any Korbanos. Now we have a fixed Luach. Now we have a fixed Luach. That is nothing but nothing. But we hope someday Mary, but a base on Migdosh will be rebuilt. We're going to be Makriv Korbanos in the base on Migdosh. We're going to do Nisach HaMayim. We're going to have Levim, Leduchanim, Leshirim, Lezirim, the Levim are going to be singing the Shirim. We're going to have the problem back again. Now we have a fixed look. We don't have any Kiddush HaKadosh, nothing to worry about. We're going to lose love. We're going to have a Beis HaMikdash with a Bez Nagod, and they're going to make Kiddush HaKadosh. And the whole story is going to come back again. And we're going to have the Shiloh all back again. And it may be we'll build a Beis HaMikdash very sooner than anybody expects. And maybe that by the next Rosh Hashanah, Maybe the next Rosh Hashanah, and maybe the Eidim will come after 5 o'clock, and you're going to go through the whole Chag Gadya all over again, and it's going to be the Nogim Osi Yom Kodesh Alamacha Kodesh, and it's going to be Beit HaShinol DeBezeh, Surah Bazeh. So we better train the people to retain that Chumrah of Beit HaShinol DeBezeh, Surah Bazeh, to prepare for the future. Now, as it turns out, it's already over 1,000 years since the days of Abaye, Ravad, Rav Shalman, but we're hoping the Heri Bar HaMikdash. We want to maintain the hope in the 50-50 possibility that Moshiach may come any day, Beis HaMikdash may be rebuilt at any time. So that's what he says. Mary, Bar Beis HaMikdash, V'yomru, and the Balabatim will say, Ishtakad last year, Miloy Achal Mabait, so beyond Tavsheni. We treated second day Rosh Hashanah like the second day Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Hasfeika the Yomru. So the Balabatim won't realize that it's under new management now. We have the Beis HaMikdash now. We have Kiddush HaChodesh now. It's a different world. So they'll think, Hashtanami Nechol, let's eat the Beit HaShinol DeBezeh on the second day also. V'loyadim, they won't realize that it's different. The Ishtakad last year, there was no Beis HaMikdash. It was Shtekdush HaZem. It was only Sveik of the Yom. But Hashtanami, after you have the Beis HaMikdash, and you have back again, this Kiddush HaChas, if you have back again the Tomei Shel Bein Abayim with the Shir Alevim, is right, the Hashtag Kiddush HaChas Avoy. Beg Markasha, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So how did Rabbi Yechemen Zakkai ever reveal the Takana that you may be mekabel the Eidus Minamin Chalamayla after 5 o'clock? The Beis Din may make a mistake. They'll think, even after we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Din may think we can be mekabel Eidus after 5 o'clock and we'll fall into the pitfall again. So the Levim will have already sang the wrong Shira. And we'll fall into the blotter. So how could Rabbi Yechemen Zakkai repeal that takana? Why wasn't he concerned about Meheri Bon Amin? The answer is, he knew it's going to be a long wait. He knew it's going to be a long time. So we know it's a long time also. So it's a long time off. So what are you telling me, the Beit Sasura? So the Gemara says, that's not why. Rabbi Yechemen Zakkai made takanas Meheri Bon Amin. The Gemara says, by the Chodosh, he's not allowed to eat Chodosh. And the Yom Tenufa Simon, Yom Hanafa Simon. He was also concerned about it, Heri Bar HaMikdash. But when it comes to Rabbanim being Mekabalaitis, we assume the Rabbanim are Tamid HaChachamim. Maybe they're not. We assume the Rabbanim are Tamid HaChachamim. So they'll know that Bizman Churban Abayis, you can be Mekabalaitis up until Shkia because there's no Shir Halavim. When you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanim are Alain Fashtein, that now you're not allowed to be Mekabalaitis after 5 o'clock. But for the Balabatim, we're afraid the Balabatim might make a mistake. Talmid HaChachamim, we're not afraid they're going to make a mistake. That's what the Gemara says. Ihachi, the Gemara, if you're concerned about Meheri Bar HaMikdash, Eid is Nami Loi Mekabel, we shouldn't, Rabbi Yechemen Zakkai shouldn't have had the right to make his Takana. He repealed the earlier Takana, my time, or why not? Because Meheri Bar HaMikdash V'yayimru, and the Bezin Bet Zodin, that's what we did last year, last month. Eshtaka, last year, Miloi Kibalno Einas HaChodesh Kol Ayinan Kuloi. Didn't we do it last month or last year all day long till the Shkia? Hashden Amin et Kabel. Let's be Mekabelaitis now also. So don't you see Rabbi Yechemen Zakkai isn't concerned about Meheri Bar HaMikdash? Gemara says no. Hachi Hashda, what's the comparison? Hasam by the Kiddush HaChodesh Eidus Mesura LeBezdin. The matter of Kabbalah's Eidus is up to the Bezdin, the Stach Rabbanim. So we assume, we hope and pray, the Rabbanim will understand the difference between Bizman Abayis and Bizman HaChurban. Of a Beit Zalakol Masur, Beit is for all the Balabatim. So the Balabatim, they're going to use a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't give the Hezber. He leaves out the reason. It just says, that's the din. So they're going to use a Kitzur, so they won't understand that last year was like that, and this year, you don't change the dinim. Orthodox don't change the dinim. So they think that that's the din now also. And the din is going to be different. When you build a Beis HaMikdash, the dinim are going to be different. That's the Gemara. Yeah. And Rav Omar.
It's going to be such a revolution. Nobody will do anything about
asking the Rav. I don't know.
I think it's mostly to ingrain the people's ideas.
And
the
Amun and
Beer Zamashiach. And Amun and Beer Zamashiach. That you have to teach generations that this is going to be so.
Could be that it's not that they were so concerned that the people are going to make a mistake. They just wanted to be Mechazik the Amun and Beer Zamashiach. Could also be. That's how they quote from Rav Elba LaSoloveitchik. And Mar says, Teiku. So the word teku is an Aramaic word, means that you leave it like that. You have any bayah? You say teku, we'll leave it. Tiboy, It's a good shayla. So the Rishonim already say there's a Shita Mekubetzes on Gittin. I don't think it's printed yet, but they quote from Ksav Yad. The Chida quotes it. Shita Mekubetzes on Gittin says that Tekos the Rosh Tevis Tishbi Yitarit Kushis Rabbis. That Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi will fire him for all the kashis. So the Olam, they say that that's not what the word means, because the Gemara never has a Teku after a kasha. Teku is only after an Ibaya. When they have a Shaila, is it in A or B? So the Gemara will sometimes say Teku. We don't know the answer. The Gemara never says it on a kasha. The Gemara has a kasha. If you don't know the answer, they'll say kasha. They never say Tiyufta, they say kasha. We don't know the answer. They never say Teku on a kasha. So they say that Teku. So it's only after any bayim when the Gemara has a shan. So what do you mean? It's a Rashi Tevis Tishbi Yitareitz Kushis Rabbis. The Gemara never says that on the Kasha, and it's an Aramaic word. We know what the word Teiku means. And that's what the Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik said, that the Malamdim in Yoreb knew that that's not correct. That the word Teiku doesn't stand for Tishbi Yitareitz Kushis Rabbis, but they just wanted to be mechazik in the children's minds, the Amun and Bias Hamashiach. So they used to say over Averku that Teiku is a Rashi Tevis, and the Rishonim already have it. But he said it's only a pshetla. It's not the real. The real pshetla. I mean, it's not a pshetla that Aliyah knows he's going to come. That's true. But that the word taker means that's the pshetla.
Couldn't he'll come still remain with a
taker? Yeah. And Rava, my Rava says the last six lines on the daf will just finish off the whole discussion. The back and forth, whether yes or no. Rava, my Rava, time is up. Rav holds like Abba. Rav says, what are you worried about? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdosh. We'll have to write a whole Shulchan Aruch then. Everyone will ask Kishad. No Chashash Meheri Yibana Beis. And he says, what do you mean, Rav Yosef says, a Dovah Shad Minyan, they made a Gzeirah on the Beitzah. Nah, Abaye Tainas against Rav Yosef. They never made a Gzeirah on the Beitzah. They made a Gzeirah, made a Takana after 5 o'clock in Amakava Leidus, made a second Takana. If Adam came after 5 o'clock, Nogim Mothi Yom Kodesh and Lamachal Kodesh. That's all. There never was a separate Dovashe Dominion on Beitzah. So Mele, once Rabbi Yechim and Zaka repealed the first Takone that after 5 o'clock you're not Mekabalei, so you are Mekabalei, so you never have the second Takone, it never comes up. So the question is, so it should be Beitzah. So when we have today 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't make sense to say Kedush Achas. How can it be Kedush Achas? It should be, we don't have any Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh and Lamach Kodesh. Why don't we say, why don't we say that Bizman is a beta shinolda bizer should be muteris but the after takanas abichem and zakai? So he says no. Mila maidir abichem and zakai, even after he made the takana, that if the Adam come at 5:30, at 6:29, let's say Shkia is 6:30, even if the Adam comes 6:29, you declare that day as Rosh Chodesh, and if it happens to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, you'll declare it as Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't he agree that the second takana still remains? Nogam Osiyam Kodesh Olamachu Kodesh. He only repealed the first takana of not to be Mekabalaitis after 5, but the second takana of Nogam Osiyam Kodesh Olamachu Kodesh, that remains. Mila Moide, Rabbi Yechem and Zake, doesn't he admit Shimbo Edim and Amin Chalamayadosh and Nogam Osiyam Kodesh Olamachu Kodesh? Therefore, today, even after takana of Yechem and Zake, there is a possibility. Today it's not a passport. Today we have a luach kavua. The luach was established by Hillel Hasheni during the lifetime of Abaye Rava. Abaye Rava here, Abaye Rava Rava, they're all talking before the luach. This is kaidim takviyas haluach. They're still talking about possibilities. They're guessing what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. So they're saying there's still a today. There's no possibility. We know what it is. Today we have a luach printed in advance, and none of this corresponds to reality. He was talking his man that they still were Mekadosh al Pi Ariya. So Rava says there is a possibility that now today in Eretz Yisrael the Edom came after 5 o'clock, the Bezdim will be Mekabali Edom. Yeah, true. Behman Zaka repealed the earlier Takana, but Takana number 2 he never repealed. So it'll still be. So you'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But since the Mekabalaitis, you are Mekabalaitis after 5 o'clock, so the first day is Rosh Hashanah. So what do you mean Nogam Osiyam Kodesh and Lamach Kodesh? Originally, when they had the Din Bizman Abayis, Bizman Bayisheni, when they had the Nogam Osiyam Kodesh and Lamach Kodesh, the first day was a make-believe Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanim. The second day was Rosh Hashanah Midiraisi. Because you had the problem with the Shir Shel Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. So you don't want to make the first day Rosh Hashanah. You've got to make the first day Rosh Hashanah Toy Gachnish. Then you missed it. You messed up all the Shir. So you want to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah so all the Karbanos will be good. So the Nogim Hosi Yom Kodesh is a make believe Rosh Hashanah mit the Rabbanon. Because we said if they'll tell the Balabatim after 5 o'clock they can go open up the shops and do Malacha, so then next year it'll come out of Kilkul. Balabatim won't want to listen next time and we tell them it may be Rosh Hashanah. So they say last year they told us the same Baba Baisa, we didn't do Malacha all day long. And then the last hour and a half you let us go do Malacha. So they won't want to listen. So they had to make a Takana Nogim Hosi Yom Kodesh Malkodesh. So when they had that Takana for years, what was the din? The second day was Rosh Hashanah Deraisa with the Shir Alevim is tomorrow. And the first day was a make-believe Rosh Hashanah B'Rabbanah, but you don't have Musafim. On Rosh Hashanah B'Rabbanah, you don't have Musafim. You don't have a Shir Shayon from Rosh Hashanah. So later, Rava claims, later, after the Churban HaBayis, when we're still Mekadosh Al Piyariya, before Hil Hasheni. A couple of years later, Hil Hasheni made the whole story obsolete. But when they still are Mekadosh, when they're still Mekadosh Al Piyariya, Rava sounds like he says, that's how Rashi reads, if the Yedim come in Amincha L'mayla after 5 o'clock, they'll make today Rosh Hashanah their Raisa, but they'll still have Osiyam Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. What do you mean? But today's their Raisa. So tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah with the Rabban. Tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah with the Rabban.
In Amincha L'mayla is not sweet already. In other words, Ad Amincha. I think
3:30 to 4:30 was the Hakrovas HaTomei, and after the Hakrovas HaTomei, then they did the Nisach HaYayin. I think so. So let's say the Nisach HaYayin. I was guessing took a half an hour.
Till
3:30. Right, not till 5. Probably right. Adam Mincha till they brought till the beginning of the Tamashul Beinamai. Right, till 3:30. Not to be Mekabel is after 3:30, right? So Taisus doesn't like Rashi. Taisus says it doesn't make sense if they repeal the first takana that you can be Mekabel all day long. So what do you need to make Osiyam Kodesh Lamachal Kodesh for? If you still have the first takana Bisman Baisheni before the takana was repealed by Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, so if the Yedim come after 3:30, correction, the Yedim came after any time after 3:30. So you're not Mekabel Yedis to make today Rosh Hashanah, you make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. But we don't want the Balabatim to go do Malacha. So we say, today's Rosh Hashanah with the Rabbanon, continue not to do Malacha. Tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, and we're going to bring the Musafim in the Shir, the special Shir Halabim will be tomorrow. And today's Rosh Hashanah the Rabbanon. But once Rabbi Chaim Zakkai sees a Beis HaMikdash B'Churbanai, there's no Shirim, there's no Shiras Halabim, there's no Musafim, there's nothing to discuss. And he permits you to follow the Din Deraisa. He reverts back to the old Din Deraisa. You can make today Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, whatever month it happens to be. If it's Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, it'll be Rosh Hashanah. You can make it till the Shkia. Till the Shkia can make it. So if you made today Rosh Hashanah, why should you have a Rosh Yom Kodesh Lamacha Kodesh? What's the problem? The whole reason for Rosh Yom Kodesh Lamacha Kodesh is because you've got to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah to bring the Musaf from tomorrow with the Shir tomorrow. Well, it's going to be today. If you tell the Baal HaBatim, they can do Malacha today, so they won't listen to us next year. But if you tell them today is Rosh Hashanah, they could finish. What do you need tomorrow to be Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos says, once they repeal the first Takana, how can you still insist that Takana number 2 remains? Takana number 2 doesn't make any sense, so that's why they reject Rashi's Pshat. They say it doesn't make sense. Why not say that that falls off by itself? So then Tosfos says, no, but there's still a following possibility. Let's say the Shkia is 6:30. The Bezdin tells the Balabatim, there's no Beis HaMikdash, Bezdin tells Balabatim, we think today may turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. They're waiting, it's already 6:25, so what, the Yedim are going to come, until they take off their jackets, until we're going to sit down, and until the town stand up, and well, who are you, and where did you come from, where did you see the Levana, it's going to take more than 5 minutes. So why don't we permit the people to do Malacha in the last 5 minutes? At the end, we're afraid next year what's going to be? Next year the Baal HaBatim will say, well, last year the rabbis told us, and then 5 minutes before the Shkia, they told us they made a mistake. So now they're making a mistake also. So you have to make, you always need Nogim Osti Yom Kodesh Lavacha Kodesh. You always need that. This man that they had this takana that after 3:30 he came to Mekabalainis. So anytime after 3:30 you need the takana. Later after the Churban HaBayis, you need it if the Yedim come after 6:25. But you always need, there's always some cutoff point after which you know for sure you can't be Mekabel. Even if the Yedim come today, you can't be Mekabel. So that's what Rava meant. We live in Bubble. We don't know what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. So it could be three possibilities. Could be the first day is Rosh Hashanah. Could be Yedim came at the crack of dawn, 7 in the morning. They said they saw the Levana and Bezdin made the first day Rosh Hashanah, and that's all. could be Bezdin told the Balabatim, forget about today, tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. Whatever, we have a reason why we want to make tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. And it could be that the Yadim came in the last 5 minutes. We don't know what happened tonight, so it could be the Yadim came in the last 5 minutes. And it's also Onogim Osi Yom Kodesh Olam HaKodesh. And that Takana still is meaning call Arayim. Now Arayim is as not. We have a Luach now. Till the Luach, up until the Luach. So that's the gist of the Gemara.
They made up the Takana to make one day definitely Rosh Hashanah, whether it's 29th or 30th, every year.
The
Bezdin has the right to make
Rishpesh
whenever they want to, right?
After
Nakhon
Nezid and Sonia. Yeah, they wanted to,
they
couldn't make
life easier. Yeah, that's right. They say either 29 days every year, it's going to be 29 or 30, no Shabbos.
They didn't
but
do that.
But there's a 10-minute
Torah. They never tell what's going to come up.
Like a Chatzilah didn't
do it. Yeah, the Chatzilah is not allowed to do that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Chatzilah not allowed to do
that. It happens, they did it.
We have
seen
where they
personally postponed
one reason or another.
But if you can, it all depends on the Torah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it all depends on the Torah. Torah may come up. That's the whole Gemara. Sure, that's the Gemara. And then the Gemara just says on the last line, V'yomar Rava. And Rava said another comment, Hilchus HaKavah, said, Rabbi Hanifaz, Ben L'Kula, Ben L'Chum. We passed like Rabbi on all three issues. What were the three issues? Started a while ago. It started on Dalet Amud Aleph on the third wide line. The Rav says when you have Shabbos next to Yontif, no the Bezer, Asura Bezer. Not that Shabbos next to Yontif is Kedusha Achaz, that opinion we have not accepted, but rather because of Hachona de Rabbe. That was the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, what that means. So whatever it means, because of Hachona de Rabbe, Beitzah Shenol de Bezer, Asura Bezer, when it's Shabbos next to Yontif. Then the second, that was Rav. Then the second din of Rav was 2 days Yontif face of Shavuot Sukkis. It's taken the Yom. No, the Bezem Muteres Bezem. It can't be Asur Bezem. And the third din of Rav was then a Rosh Hashanah. No, the Bezem is Asur Bezem. Those are the three din of Rav. Some of them are Chumra, and some of them are Lekula. Two of them were Lechumra, and one of them was Lekula. So he says that it was a vote was taken in the days of the Amoroi between Rav and Rava, and he says the majority opinion was that we pass like Rav on all these three cases. That's the Gemara. One case Shmuel agreed, and the other case Shmuel disagreed. Yes, so he said we passed like Rav on all the three cases.
The first day was
Rosh Hashanah, and they were waiting today to confirm it through the Eidim. They say today may turn out to be Rosh Hashanah.
But the first day was Rosh Hashanah, because the first day would be Rosh Hashanah, because no Eidim showed up at all, and second day, that's what Taisus says also, that's what Taisus has two gears here,
and the last four lines from the bottom of Hey Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of Hey Amid Beis, the Rava says, Milo Moide Rabbi Yechem and Zakei, doesn't Rabbi Yechem and Zakei admit that even now after his repealing, doesn't he admit that sometimes they have Nogim Osei on Kodesh Mokodesh? When does he admit it? So we have it printed in the Gemara, Shimbo Eidim in Amincha Olamaylo. So Tais said, it doesn't make sense, the Eidim came after 3:30. No, why should you have Osei on Kodesh Mokodesh? Make today Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow nothing. Yeah. Why should we lose another day from business? So Tosfos says what it means if the Eidim came after 6:25. They came so late in the day. Or Tosfos had another gear, so Shimlobo Eidim. That's the other gear, if the Eidim didn't show up at all. So the first day was in Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon, and the second day will be Rosh Hashanah Minatur. So Tosfos points out there were two gears, whether it should say Shimbo if the Eidim came late, not Ben Amilcha Mala 3:30 means they came 6:25. Oshim Lo Bo Eidim Klal is Nogim Osei on Kodesh on Mokodesh. Same thing, yeah. So in this whole Gemara, the Gemara keeps on relying, the Gemara keeps on harping on the principle of Adav Shem Minyan, Tzach Minyan Akhalatir. If the Bezin made a Takana or a Gzeira for a reason, and you live in a generation where the reason doesn't really apply anymore, so shouldn't the Gzeira, the Takana, fall apart automatically? So that's what the Gemara says, no, it doesn't fall apart. What kind of a strange din is that? And the Gemara was puzzling. Did Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, did they ever make a Gzeira centuries before Rabbi Yechman Zakkai? Did they ever make a Gzeira on the Beitzah Shenol the Bezeh? No, Beitzah Be'edis Talya Milsa. It's a function They never made a separate Davish and Minyan. And then the Gemara says, what about the others? So the premise is there is such a principle. Davish and Minyan, Sach Menachem Atir. So the question does make any sense. They have to have some Mokar and Chumash with this deal. Where did the whole Davish and Minyan, Sach Menachem Atir, only applies on the level of the Rabbanon. So where do you have, usually you have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Rice of Tikkun. All the Takanas, the Rabbanon, a pattern after some Dinim the Rice. How is it possible to have on the level of the Rice, what, a Dovish of the Minyan, Zachman Yerach Latir, Rabbanon Shalom gave us a mitzvah, and there is a reason for the mitzvah, and the reason no longer applies, so the mitzvah should perhaps no longer apply, but the Rabbanon Shalom had to come and undo it. It doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, no, it does exist. The original Kalal of Dovish of the Minyan is on the level of the Rice, but it doesn't apply to the Taryag Mitzvah Satira. Tayyag mitzvah says the laws of the Torah never change. It can only apply to a Hayroah Shoah. If the Rabbi Nishalom gives you a Hayroah Shoah, so then Taisa says, just a minute. He tells you Hayroah Shoah and he says, this din only applies for the next 2 years. And after the 2 years are up, the din doesn't apply. So it's built in that it only applies to 2 years. So the Rabbi Nishalom doesn't have to tell you after the 2 years are up that it no longer applies. He told you L'chatrin that only applies. It tells you this din only applies for 3 days. So the 3 days are up, so the din doesn't apply anymore. So when does it apply? No, it means like this. Baruch Shalom tells you Hayroah Shoah. Doesn't give a time limit. But he tells you the reason for the Hayroah Shoah. And he gives you the Hasbara. I want you to know this: the din is like this. You have to do this. You're not allowed to do this. And he leads you to understand what the reason is. And then it comes 4 days later. The reason obviously doesn't apply. He tells Bnei Yisrael, Al Tikshu Elisha. And then they ask, how come? So he says, he's going to give him Matan Torah, and he doesn't want any Hoylulus, and he doesn't want Carlos Rush. So Mele, they should be prepared. But he doesn't say, I'll take Shalisha Shloshi Sam. He says, I'll take Shalisha, period. Then after Matan Torah is all over, finished. That's the Matan Torah finished. There isn't going to be another Maimon Haisina. So we should have said that the ban should be lifted automatically. The reason for the Hoyrah Shah doesn't apply, so the Hoyrah Shah should fall apart. So the Gemara says, wrong. The Rabbanu Shalom had to say, Shuvah Lachem Liyohalechem. Everybody, Deis Zawishta, Hal Zawishta, he told them a heter, a special heter, they're permitted to go back to their family life. So you see that there is a din on the level of the rice of Davish and Minyan, so when you're Achalat Tiro, Rabbanu Shalom. They would have been prohibited. That's how the Gemara suggests.
But this was a conditional.
This is before Har Sinai. Har Sinai, it was based on something that happened, an event upon that happened.
That's how I show
it. Before you go to a doctor, you're getting for 3 days or something like that.
So if the doctor says, don't eat the last 3 days before you come for this test, but the doctor gives up 3 days.
Right.
But if the doctor tells me, if the doctor is the Rabbanu Shalom, so if Dr. Rabbanu Shalom says, don't eat,
then he tells me to eat.
And then he tells me the Hezbollah why, but he says, don't eat any food, period. Then the din would be, you're not allowed to eat any food, period, even after the procedure is done, until the doctor tells you, Heta.
That's
how the Gemara says, you have
to have
a... So that's what Taisus has in Achleikus. So Taisus says over here, on Heo Medalef called Davish HaBiminyan, the bottom Taisus. So he says, Yeshahot, Rashi sounds like he holds like that. The Rabbanu Shalom did say that this din is only for 3 years. Right.
3 days.
Right. For 3 days.
The very fact that the Torah had to tell us this then teaches us that a Davish of Minyan is
That's how the Gemara says. Yeah. So that's a machlokes harishonim. So Taisa says, Yeshua, you wrote some loyma mikaan. Some rishonim, that's Rashi and a group of rishonim, thought based on this Gemara, osim charo misho osim lezman ad ha-pesach. Osmanache, what happened with the practice was the goyim would always sell kosher fish to the Jews. They knew before holidays, all the Jews want matam, they want delicious food, so they would charge 5 times as much. So the Rabbanim didn't want to give in to this highway robbery. So they made a chayim, no one is allowed to buy any fish from the goyim. For the next 3 weeks, so till after a week after Pesach, so the goyim will learn their lesson that next they're going to be left with all of their pashtunken of fish. And next Pesach, next Yontem, whenever, they'll know not to charge anymore. They want to teach them a lesson. So that's what Taisus is referring to. They used to make charam shows from the zman ara Pesach, or zman acher. Whatever zman, they said no one's allowed to buy any fish until after Pesach. Or some other zman, whatever. Whatever it happens to be. The chiyagia zman, even though the Bezdin incorporated the zman into the nusach ha-gzeira, they said no one should buy fish for the next week. Even though there was a zman built in still, tzorach min yinach lahater asacher maf pishov ha-zman. Because over here, the Rabbanu Shalom said, "I'll take Shali Shah Shloshes Yomim," and still he needed a heter. So you see that it doesn't fall apart by itself. So Taisus doesn't agree with that. Taisus thinks it is not true that the Rabbanu Shalom said, "I'll take Shali Shah." Period. It didn't say Shloshes Yomim. And then they understood on their own that after the 3 days is going to be Kabbalah Sater, and after the Kabbalah Sater, it doesn't make any sense. And that's why they needed a heter. But if he would have said, "I take shalish shalosh es yomim," the Taisus shita, that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch like Taisus against Rashi, you wouldn't need a minyan achalat here. That's what Taisus concludes.
If according to this, so you should need a heter to your kavod
after the Pesach.
Good tikkash. Okay. So the Gemara quotes this, that this is the source in the Chumash, that the klal davish in the min yisach min lahatiroi is a din derabbanan, which is patterned after a din deraisa. The original din is a din deraisa. We usually think it's impossible. How can it be on the level of, you never repeal a din deraisa. What do you mean? You need a bezdin to repeal a din deraisa. It can only be on the level of rabbanan. No, can't be on a din deraisa when it gets any of the tariag mitzvahs that annoy loyal and void. But if you have a harashah, even though we know what the reason is, if there was no time limit in the Irasha, then it should last, it should remain the Yerlan void, even though the reason doesn't apply. That's why the Rabbanu Shalom has to say, Shuvah Lachem Li Alech.
You have heard also by Pesach, Al Yaitse Ishm Pesach, Pesach.
Ad Boiker.
So still, though, you didn't have to have later on, the wife will come back and says, now you can go out. It told them Ad Boiker.
They did not need,
They did not need.
Okay.
So a certain case.
Another right to taste the taste. Yeah. Right to taste. Okay. I think Rishonim Achumish say by Noach.
Yeah.
The Rosh Hashanah told Noach.
Same
in a table. He needed a heter because originally told him to say, he told him, go into the table. It was understood, go into the table, there's going to be a mabul. But he didn't tell him, go into the table till after the mabul is up. So go into the table. So he wasn't allowed to leave. If he would have left without the instructions of same in a table. No, even after the marble was up, if he would have left, it would have been a violation. But even after the marble was over, he had to wait till he got instructions, same and I think. He saw that it was dry.
The whole world was destroyed. He was safe there, so that's why he told him, no, you got to go out and create a new world.
Okay.
Whatever it
is. Could be that that's the shot, but some Rishonim say that this is the reason why. Same in Ateva, because it was a Dovish of the Minyan. That was Ohi Rasha, to go into the Teva. Ohi Rasha, so you needed a heter for that.
Height
said
they didn't want to go out,
and
we had a
force
number.
Height Seyito, that's another pasuk. Yeah, okay. So then the Gemara says on Amud Aleph, the Oimer, I have another raya from Chumash. There was a din that was only Hayra Shah, that no one was allowed to walk on Har Sinai. And then after Maimon Har Sinai was over, the Rabbanu Shalom said, why did the Rabbanu Shalom have to blow shofar to declare that it's mutter to go? It's mutter me'elav. The whole reason why you're not allowed to go is the cover of the Shechina, the Maimon Asina. The Shechina is gone, so the prohibition should have been gone. The answer is no. Because when the Rabbanu Shalom proclaimed the prohibition, the Yisra, not to go on Har Sinai, he didn't say, Kozman, the Shechina is there. It should have been self-understood. So, even though the Shechina went away from Har Sinai, one would have thought that the prohibition should remain. So that's why there was a need for a special heter. Usnan, we have a Mishnah that says that not only does the principle of Dovish Miminyan Tzach Merach Latir apply, not only does it apply on the level of the Raisa, it even applies on the level of the Rabbanah. We usually used to thinking Farkert.
Yeah.
And you don't learn this Gemara. It's only on the level of the Rabbanah. Yeah. Whoever heard on the level of the Rabbanah? Gemara says no. Usnan, that's what the Gemara explains later. Even on a level of the Rabbanah, I also say Dovish Miminyan Tzach Merach Latir. And it's called the Tikka Rabbanah, came the Raisa Tikkun. It's patterned after the original din is the din deraisa. What is the, where do you see on a level of the Rabbanan? So the Gemara tells the whole story. With none. The din is, whenever you plant trees, it's